I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, it's time for Mother's Day when we celebrate that special bond between mother and child, when we honor mothers for their love and hard work, their sacrifices, their dedication to raising their children. But for some women, their children have fur and paws and tails. I'm talking about pet moms, a term that is becoming more common. Some folks choose to spend their lives with pets instead of children, but I know ladies who are mothers to real human children who consider their dogs and cats as part of the family. A friend who declares herself to be a pet mom says the best thing about her furry children is that, unlike her two-legged kids, her pets never ask for money or an iPhone. They never want to borrow the car. They're always glad to see her when she comes home. Her human children inherited her love for animals, so by her count, she has one grandchild, two grand dogs, and a grand cat. 2/3 of American households have pets. Retailers like PetSmart know that we like to pamper our furry buddies and buy them toys and treats, give them Christmas presents, and include them in family activities, family celebrations, and even family pictures. So you probably know a pet mom. In fact, you might even be one. There are a lot of similarities between being a mom to a human child and being a pet mom. Children and pets have to be fed, bathed or groomed, potty trained or housebroken, taught what to do and what not to do, cared for when they're sick, reassured when they're frightened, comforted when they're upset. Children and pets have to be loved. It brings out the best in them and in all of us. If you are a pet mom, then happy Mother's Day. If you would like to become a pet mom, visit your local animal shelter where you can find a great selection of furry friends ready to be loved and cared for. You will find out what so many of us already know, that the companionship of a dog or cat can make our world a nicer place. I learned that from my own mom when she and I were speaking of pets.